A little while later, the straw thought of a good idea. Since my body is light and long, if I lie down and stretch myself across the stream, you guys can cross. Will it be all right?
We'll have to see.
On the one hand, Pea and Charcoal couldn't help in worrying. The straw laid across the stream.
Hurry! You must cross quickly. If I stay in one place too long, I will catch on fire.
Charcoal quickly began crossing over the straw. But as Charcoal was crossing, he looked down.
I'm scared. Oh, what should I do?
Charcoal could no longer move.
Hurry up and cross,
Straw said with all his might. However, just at that moment, from the charcoal, the straw caught on fire.
Oh, no!
The straw broke in two and fell into the stream.
Ah!
At the same time, Charcoal fell into the water.
Pea, who was watching this scene, couldn't help laughing. Ha 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 ha! Ah ha 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 ha!
The pea laughed so hard that he broke in two.
Oh no, I'm dying!
Luckily, just then, a tailor was crossing the bridge. I will rest here for a while.
Help me!
The tailor heard a faint voice and found a split pea. The sympathetic tailor sewed the split pea back together. You are lucky that I'm a tailor.
I'm really fortunate.
As the tailor was finishing up sewing the pea said gratefully. The pea thanked the tailor.
Thank you very much.
But because the thread is black, there will be a mark. Just like the tailor said, since then there was a black mark down the middle of the pea.